In one of the footnotes, the Rebbe says an interesting thing. One of the footnotes, the Rebbe says, similar to like we do in davening, because at one point the Rebbe talks about the difference between that Sinai is Begmatria Sulam, the same Gematria as a ladder, which alludes to Tefillah, the idea of Torah and Tefillah, that Torah is the godly light coming down, and Tefillah is elevating the lower. So one of the things the Rebbe says, like an example in which you go from the general, where you go from this general total bittul to bringing it into the specifics of your actual existence. So the Rebbe says, like the difference between Maida Ani and morning brachas. Maida Ani basically says, I have no existence of my own, it's all you. That's what you're saying, Maida Ani. Without you, I don't exist, it's all you. What happens with brachas? What happens in the morning brachas? In the morning brachas, you're focusing on the fact that you woke up, the fact that you could open your eyes, the fact that you could get out of bed, the fact that you could stand, the fact that you have shoes, the fact that you have clothes, the fact that you all of a sudden that you could stand upright, and then that you have the energy to the idea is to that total that expression of total submission to the Eibishter. My whole existence is thanks to you. I don't have an existence of my own without you. To bring that consciousness into every specific detail of your existence that you're thanking the Eibishter for. Okay, I got up this morning. I have a soul. You returned my soul to me. I can stand. I can get out of bed. I can I can walk. I have shoes. Each thing to see how in the details of your existence, how it's all the Eibishter. And that's the same thing in the Rebbe's vision, so to speak, of the Geula vision of how you're supposed to address the issue of Machlokes and Shalom. The issue of Machlokes is not that the Rebbe is saying that the way to resolve Machlokes is not like the fact that everyone's bottled to the Rebbe, so everyone's bottled to the Rebbe. No one has their own opinion, and therefore there's nothing to fight about, because the Rebbe stepped in and negated the individuality of everyone, and therefore that's going to resolve the machlokes. Because that's a lot of people always walked around in Lubavitch, sort of always feeling like, you know, why does the Rebbe step in and fix the problems? Right? We have all these problems, we have all these conflicts, we have all this. Why does the Rebbe just step in and fix the problem? I'm just saying, that's not the point here. The point here is not, like it says that the Eibishter makes peace in the heavenly realms, that when he reveals the godly light, so Michael, the minister of water, and Gabriel, the minister of fire, they both become bottle, and they're able to get along. But no, the whole point of the whole point is that everyone should, this total bittul has to be manifested and expressed in every aspect of your own individual, of your own actual metzius. It's not the ultimate in peace as to be able to receive the Torah, and ultimately the Torah Chadasha is not a peace that comes from just negating everybody and therefore they have just no choice but to get along. The idea is that to be a taker for metzius of Kedusha, but that should be with the awareness and the recognition that of that total bittul, and that's really the emphasis that, you know, that clearly linking the two, that the problem is not this issue or that issue or this opinion, this one is for proclaiming that I was a Sheikh and that one has a different opinion. The problem is at the source. The problem is the lack of shalom and the lack of bittul, and bittul as that is incorporated into your actual existence.